Japan's psychological fallout could last for years. Warlike election violence is targeting Christians in the Ivory Coast, and we'll explore how literacy changes lives in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The triple threat in Japan of earthquake, tsunami, and radiation will likely have significant psychological effects. Depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress are all expected to inflict a much greater number of people than if only one of the three had occurred. Biblica's Rich Blanco says fear will last for years.
When people experience a disaster like this, often they're not sleeping well, they're waking up scared, they're just the fear of another tsunami or earthquake.
The ministry wants to help people cope even years down the road with emotional stress.
People who've lost everything are going to really just be seeking how they rebuild their lives, and that's where Biblica steps in with God's Word in very appropriate formats to bring hope into a hopeless situation.
This hope comes in the form of three post-disaster booklets, allowing people to journal their thoughts and ultimately cast their cares on Christ. Help with this project at our website. Meanwhile, dispute in the Ivory Coast over November's election is targeting Christians. Carl Muller with Open Doors USA confirms.
In the city of Abidjan, there's a call by Islamic clerics against the Christians.
Why go after Christians in a political fight?
The fact of the matter is, in this part of the world, politics and religion are very difficult to separate.
Believers are associated with President Bagbo, who is a Christian and refuses to leave office. Supporters of Muslim would-be President Ouattara accuse Christians of supporting Bagbo, whether they do or not. Believers' prayers for peace are seen as further evidence of Bagbo loyalty.
Our co-workers on the ground say that several churches have been already burned and many Christians have been beaten up. And there are actually, although we don't have firm numbers on this, according to our co-worker there, Christians who've been killed in these attacks.
40,000 more people are without shelter. Pray for their strength and for Christ's love to shine through them even still. You're listening to Mission Network News. The illiteracy rate across India stands at roughly 32%, although the further you get from a large population center, the higher the rate goes. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India President Dave Straver says,
in my opinion, it's probably the number one social justice issue in India today, very closely connected to poverty. And of course, an illiterate person cannot read the Bible, and most illiterate people have very low self-esteem.
With $30, they can take a non-reader to a fifth-grade competency in math and reading in a year. That's when the real change happens.
This is the most effective evangelistic method known. Plus, they're receiving this very practical help, so it's just natural. We have about 40% of the learners become Christians.
Straver shares an exciting opportunity.
We have an organization that is providing a matching challenge so that a gift of $30 right now would bring two people to literacy. And chances are that one of them will also become Christian.
We have links at our website. Elsewhere, the window of opportunity from Ethiopia may be closing. In an effort to remake the system and clean up fraud, Ethiopia is cutting back inter-country adoptions to just 5 cases a day. Bethany Christian Services is addressing the situation, but in the meantime, they're focusing on strengthening their foster care program. Their mission calls them to demonstrate the love and compassion of Christ by providing the family services needed to ensure success. There's more online. And Vision Beyond Borders Patrick Klein says medical professionals are needed to help in an upcoming trip to Southeast Asia. They'll be visiting refugee camps in May to set up a medical clinic. Doctors or nurse practitioners are needed for the team. They also need about 1,000 boxes of children's clothing, sizes 4 to 14, for a container that they're sending. While the physical needs are important, so are the spiritual. Teams will be taking Bibles and other Christian literature into the area. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack. It features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide. It will help you pray for your household and households in the Muslim world. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's the HCJB Global Voice and Hands 2-Pack at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.